Now, if I told you there was a story, it's a sequel to the first series. The descendant is in the US of A and has to fight a vampire. What show am I talking about?
JoJoJo!
That's right. And your prize is that we're going to talk about Castlevania Nocturne now.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right. It wasn't JoJo, dumb shit.
I love Joseph. I'm Minty.
I love twink men with trauma, Annie.
You do like characters with trauma. It's so weird. And this is final title. We said every podcast with an F you. And to Annie, that's to traumatize twinks.
Well, I guess technically Richard is like a twonk.
I don't know what Richard is. An otter.
I don't think he's a... No. Those are slim, fast, hairy gays. That is not my boy, Richard Belmont.
He could be. I mean, what? He's like 16?
Alright, right off the bat, Castlevania, they're based off the video games. If you never played the video games, I don't blame you. They're like 50 years old.
Yeah, is there like a new one?
The only one I could think of is that the creator of Castlevania tried to do a Kickstarter to start his own game. I guess no one else wanted to make a new Castlevania game.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know how that well that did. I think it succeeded. But it's hard because if I remember correctly, that Kickstarter was on at the same time Mighty No. 9 was in, you know, development. And we know that was a shit show. Remember Mighty No. 9?
No.
That was a Kickstarter with the creator of Mega Man is like, help me make the spiritual successor to Mega Man.
And that's something to do with a lizard?
No, that's something else. That's Banjo-Kazooie.
Oh.
And then it made Mighty No. 9, and then like, it was a complete shit. Like, it was unplayable.
Oh, wow.
And they're like, oh, full voice acting. Like, no, not really. So, Castlevania Nocturne is 300 years later from the first Castlevania. We're not gonna recap.
Is it really?
Yes.
What?
Yeah, so.
Damn.
I don't know. I saw this fan art of Victor Belmont telling Witcher, remember, don't die, because dying is gay. And which is like, yes, great grandfather.
Who's Victor?
Is that not Australia? Is his name Trevor?
Yeah.
Who the fuck is Victor Belmont?
I don't, that's what I'm asking.
Sounds
you
like a badass name if you ask me. Made my own self-insert OC.
Because Simon is the very first one, at least game-wise.
And that's in Super Smash Brothers.
And that's his, well, Richard's in Super Smash Brothers.
But why? Why Witcher? Victor. How do you say that name?
Richard?
Whatever. Why Witcher Weeds?
Well, it's weird because every time it's like this Castlevania anime series is based off of Symphony of the Night and some other shitty Castlevania games. And I'm like, what the fuck is Symphony of the Night?
Which Symphony.
I think, actually, you play as Alucard in that one.
Oh, really?
I think so, but I also don't know because the game is fucking old.
Well, buckle in, kids. We're gonna talk about this show. Spoilers. And when we say a character and you remember them white in the main game, maybe double check your sources. It might have got updated. I don't know why. I'm gonna say straight off the bat that I like the designs in Nocturne better than the first one.
What?
Yeah, it was a cypher in her little blue robe.
She was a speaker. She was a lady of the words of magic.
I think Annette's outfit was bomb ass. I don't think Maria should have been wearing that pink ass outfit the whole time when she was poor, but you know.
I love everything about Maria, but you are right. There is something out of place. Because not only that, but she's wearing like a male-ish outfit. Which, yes, that would be great for a 2023 series. But this takes place in the 1700s. She should not be showing ankles even if she has socks on.
What's fucked up is that Maria, little blonde girl with long hair, giant blue bow. So in the game, she was always supposed to be a distant relative of the Belmont, but it like really emphasized that she was a child prodigy. Like she was supposed to be younger than like the main character.
Oh.
And like it kind of makes sense here because like she makes a lot of childish decisions. Tara really like babies her, but like Maria doesn't hold it against her. But then like then you think to yourself, isn't she the one leading the revolution?
Yes.
Isn't she like a little Joan of Arc?
Isn't she our girl boss?
Why are we letting this like equivalent of a 12-year-old tell us what to do?
You know why? Because she's a witch.
She's a witch.
Which they should explain why she's able to do this type of dark magic and why she's the only one. Because personally, I think it's very cool.
You know what's funny is that first art you see of her, right? Very generic anime girl from like the 1970s, surrounded by animals. And if you know Castlevania art now, it's like, what the fuck did this weird ass 70s art? You know, like, it looks like you're from Mega Man.
Oh, really?
It's terrible. I'm almost tempted to just pause it and show it to you.
I'll put it on the screen. But anyways.
So starting off in France, we're going to lead the revolution. Actually, no. We didn't start in France, did we? We started in the US of A.
Ooh.
With Richard Belmont and his hot mom.
Hot mom.
And she's like, I'm going to ship you off on a ship. And do you think she was always going to send Richard Belmont to their distant cousin, Tara? Like, was that the plan from day one?
I feel like no. I feel like only when the Aztec vampire, Olrok, started hunting her down, then maybe she then felt like like she had to hide Richard.
No, I get that, but like in the beginning, like she was shipping him off. That's why he was like, I can fight with you, Mother. I can make flames come out of my hands.
So yeah, I think it's her plan to send him to Terra.
Okay, so
because otherwise, why would Richard's grandfather say, I told Terra not to tell you where to find me?
Because I always thought,
random woman has found a boy. A random speaker from God knows.
Okay, so in the beginning, the mom's trying to put him on the Boston Tea Party ship. I don't give a shit, right?
And it wasn't a ship that people went on to flee America.
Honestly, he was going on a ship, right? I always thought like she was gonna ship him off to like, I don't know, like back to London. I'm only putting it now, like, you know, two and two together, that she was always gonna ship her to Terra. Like the mom probably called Terra and be like, hey girl, you just went away from Russia? I got a kid for you to take care of. What? You're poor and sleeping with the priest? It's okay. He's pretty open to things.
Pretty stupid.
Yeah. I didn't even think about it. That's like from the first, you know. But yeah, then at the Aztec dragon snake man was like, hi, you was homophobic for like a second. I have to kill you.
Hold on. To be fair, I wasn't homophobic. I just don't like vampires.
Oh, you're vampire-phobic now?
That's a better word for it.
All right.
Can you blame me?
And Richard Belmont was like, this is going to scar me for the rest of my life. Then Olaf got up in his face and like, I can make it worse.
You know, that was the thing that kind of like sucked, was that like it felt like if this, I don't know if they're like the only family of Trevor and Cypher, because Cypher was the most powerful speaker. She was actually the only one who could do magic, at least I guess in her group.
Yeah, because of the Russian sect, they were crazy with their magic.
So is Terra like also a distant descendant of Cypher, and that's why like there's some family lineage for the magic to keep going, because otherwise it dies with that mom.
You know what? At one point, because they have a distant cousin named Terra, one Belmont was smart enough to have more than one kid.
You would hope so.
But like it didn't seem like every Belmont we met, they only had one kid. It's like, where did this cousin come from? Like, are you in-laws?
It always feels like when somebody's whole clan dies around them, they say, I'm only gonna have one kid. And it's like, you plan on restoring the family? No.
See, this makes sense in anime because of one child law. Does not make sense.
Oh my god.
Okay, I'm gonna say this now, right? Because it's a little out of order. I did not like how fast Richard Belmont got over his PTSD of watching his mother die and getting his magic back. Don't get me, the fight scene where he's like, you know what? I can do it. I can shoot fire and flames out of my hands. Pew pew. I thought that was very cool. I liked it a lot. I don't like how it was because I'm about to die and my shitty grandpa's gonna watch.
Okay with that. What I think is weird is that, like, what is it, like riding a bike, you just never forget how to do magic? It just all came to him, like, I can do this. And it's like, dude, you haven't done it for like 10 years. How can you all of a sudden do it?
He does it in his dreams.
I mean, pew pew,
now I'm gonna make the whip on ice now.
Yeah, that was cool, but I also didn't know that could happen.
I was hoping that would happen. One of my fears was that he was going to do that to the whip and then destroy the whip.
Because you think about, like, the whip is the Belmont thing, the magic is the speaker thing, them mixing, who knows what the results could have been.
I don't know, I like him in Castlevania. It makes no sense to me, like, physics-wise, when, like, they're whipping the whip everywhere, it's all loose, but once you pull the whip at one point, it all becomes tight and decapitates someone.
Oh, yeah, that's super cool.
And I'm like, this can't be how it works.
Sure it can be, why not? We don't know physics that well.
So he goes to Viva La Font, his grandfather's like, I will give him $5 every month. And Tara's like, oh my god, I'm pregnant, you slut, give me more money.
Like, I'm the slut, you got pregnant out of wedlock.
And then, yeah, and then the like distant cousin Maria's like, Viva La France,
Viva La France.
And then night creature starts coming and we're like, Victor, did you come back to the show? What have you been doing for 300 years? Victor's the first night forger.
Oh, that's that guy that people were obsessed with.
That's the guy who definitely got his balls squished. What's that meme?
I don't know memes. You know I don't know memes.
But, and don't ask me what Isaacs is doing. He started his little night army crew. He got one person that was like a philosopher and was sentient and became like best friends. Isaacs living his best life.
Wait a second. That reminds me. Because also jumping around. It's easy to jump around in Castlevania.
Yeah, because, you know.
Because the priest was a night forger. And I assume only he was the night forger.
Yeah, and he got like, he industrialized making night forges. Before they got a little hammer, now he's got like a little machine.
To be fair though, he did import it from hell.
You think it came assembled, or was it like IKEA?
I assume it comes assembled.
Okay.
Only a demon engineer could engineer something like that.
So you're telling me in hell, they had a machine like that, it got teleported to the real world, this all fully, like, because that implies that in hell, it was just chilling there.
Well, maybe it's like in hell, if they gotta get from one place of hell to another, they use teleporters.
Hey, no offense, this might be our stupidest episode.
Wait a second, it like, doesn't actually teleport, does it? It turns people into Nightforge.
Yeah, that ain't a corpses in hell, right?
They like to torture people. But then I'm like, is that connected to why Maria is a witch?
You think she's a witch? Oh my god, you're right. He's summoning
things from hell. His little sperm made a little witch baby.
Yeah, and then like the witch baby summons animals. Holy shit.
Exactly. Because we don't know where these animals are from. Although we would assume not from hell. But we also don't know what else exists in the world.
I do want to say one thing. When like I saw Witch and Maria, I'm like, I guess we ship them now. And then like I was supposed to know the games that like Witch would date Annette, not, you know, Maria.
Really?
Yeah, in the games. And I was like, oh, was I supposed to know that? You made me ship like siblings. Is it my fault? Just because he was a guy, she was a girl?
Skywalkers.
The Nightcrawlers come, Witch has a PTSD moment, and then Eduardo and Annette's like, get your shit together, boy.
Them bringing other culture and a different type of magic and bringing another type of lore was very cool. It kind of like helped to develop the world, which I just like, it's not really developing the world because it's just based on real life, but you know what I mean? Like it expands it much more.
Okay, I'm going to say it's very delicately. Annette bringing her whatever culture, I'm so sorry, I think Africa, Egypt. Is Egypt in Africa?
I think she's from...
I know she's from the Caribbean.
Yeah, which is not Africa.
But I don't know where the gods are from. I don't know if it's Caribbean gods.
Every country has their own religion.
I think the main antagonist of the series, being the reincarnation or whatever of an Egyptian god,
Sekhmet,
is the most bullshit thing if you're going to show me the whitest bitch.
That is weird, because you could have picked anybody.
Yeah, like, there's more than one sun god for your plan to make it forever night. When it's like, oh, the Jesus Messiah. It's like, there's no messiahs in Egypt's culture. Is there a messiah? Is there a black Jesus?
One, yes, there's a black Jesus, but two, I mean, because messiah doesn't have to necessarily refer to, like, Jesus, right? You could use it in a different... I don't actually know what the common definition of messiah is. I mean, you all think about Jesus. I think it just means maybe somebody who comes back as a, like, religious figure. But it is weird, right? And then she looks like a cat later, and I was like, oh, I guess? But it's still very weird. And then, like, this person on Tumblr was like, so you made the whitest bitch a Sekhmet goddess, African, and then she has, like, a dark-skinned servant.
Real fast, a little succubus servant. I know she's a vampire, but she looks like a succubus.
She does look like a succubus, especially when her hair turns fire.
Yeah, Dorota, I don't know how to pronounce that. They never said her name. I just want to say, if anyone saw that in, like, the 1700s, they would die on the spot from her modern looks. Her slutty ways.
I was wondering about that. Her character design looked very out of place after a while.
Right?
Especially the black latex outfit.
So, like, Annette's like, all right, we're gonna go onto the Vampire Island. You know, Scooby-Doo and the Vampire Island.
I like that movie.
And we're gonna go, like, scout them out. And they go there, and then she sees her previous slave owner. Yes, that's right, everyone. Almost all slave owners were vampires.
If they were white colonists, they were vampires.
Twilight had a really rough patch in their history.
Hey, Twilight went to America, became white colonists, and then became rich as fuck, where they don't have to make money, but they do because they can.
And that loses her shit, and it's just like, humans! And then we got to see Tiger, but we have summoned the fucking tiger and turtle. It's like, you're telling me, Richard almost died before, and you could only summon two birds. You could only spare two birds. Like, I thought it was gonna be a Megumi thing from Jujutsu Kaisen, like, you know, only limited animals. And later on, she summons like a flock of birds. That was weird, right?
I don't know. The whole thing where she used her feet to summon the turtle, though. That was
oh,
cool.
My fucking god. I saw that in the Owl House and I've been obsessed with it since.
Oh my god.
But yeah, and then they lose Eduardo, the opera singer. I'm sorry. The first song he sang was really shitty.
I thought that too. Then his songs get better. And I was like, did you only get better once you turn into a night creature? What's going on?
What happened? Like, I understood the words like, oh, remember me, don't forget my face. So it's not like I wasn't listening.
I was not listening that hard.
Weird thing to say to a bird. Taylor's like, oh, you're singing this about my sister I had to kill because vampire Jesus killed her. Or turned her into a vampire. Like, no, I'm singing this for that bird. That was probably Maria. I guess for your sister too. I don't give a shit.
What I feel like is, I don't know if Tara really killed her sister.
Sister
was clearly a vampire and all she did was stab her.
Yeah.
Like, you need to do a lot more to kill a vampire than just stab a bitch.
Stab.
Do you
think, Kara, is she also a descendant of Sypha and Trevor?
Yes, okay. Probably, maybe, potentially.
I feel bad because I did make a lot of Witcher likes Tara because she's a MILF and it was a whole Stacy's mom situation. And then I found out Tara actually did raise Witcher and like, oh, it's not Stacy's mom, that's just your mom.
Huh. What do you think about the Witcher on that ship?
I didn't see enough of it.
As far as season one, there's nothing there.
They're great foils, don't get me wrong, with the whole PTSD and dealing with the person that killed their mother.
Oh.
And like, you know, that whole scene where she's like, oh, Witcher ran away like a little bitch. And then that shaman was like, you also ran away. We all start by running. And she's like, ah, that was different.
Oh, was it?
Ah, shit, you're making me think things, Shaman Lee. Shaman Lee, are you dead? Is that why I'm seeing you here?
No, I just can't be there. And you're too poor for a phone.
Yeah, I'm using up precious spirit minutes. You know, this is actual minutes of my life I'm using up and you're making dumbass jokes. So they lose Eduardo and they're like, okay, we're gonna have to break under this church and try to get Eduardo back. And if he's evil, we gotta kill him, okay, Annette?
Why does he have four arms?
Because it's hot and sexy, you piece of... Like, why was it a fish lady? Why did Jock look like a horse? Why did they name him Jock?
It just didn't make sense for him to have four arms and two of them is on his face. I mean, it's a cool character design, but reason and logic-wise, it makes no fucking sense.
Because he has to force his own eyes open so Annette can tell that blue-eyed bitch is her best friend.
She couldn't tell from the singing?
Gay best friend. Was not supposed to ship. This, I swear to God, Castlevania, put up like a sign that says, do not ship. I would appreciate it. If I went quickly, in one episode, I find out Eduardo's gay. Like, I guess I wasn't supposed to ship Eduardo and that was my fault. And then, like, the next minute, Orlox and the priest guy is having, like, butt-rocking sex.
Toxic gay ship.
Do you like Mizark as a character? The gay monk priest?
I don't know if I know enough. I mean, because it's like, he has high loyalty to the church and whatever. But I'm like, how did the conversation go from I hate you to now we're fucking? And I'm like, especially like in 1700s, how do you just come out and say I'm gay? Gay vampire can do it because he can just kill his homophobic people, but you know.
Do you think Maria's dad, or whatever his name may be, God bless his name, is homophobic? Do you think if he found out Mizark was like raw dogging it, he would be like, what the fuck?
Probably, but also, come on, 1700s, no one liked the gays.
I don't know why. Every time I see a POC in Castlevania, I think about that one person who got really mad. Like, why is like Castlevania so woke? Black people didn't exist in the 1700s. And neither did gay people, apparently.
No one traveled outside of their country and no one existed outside of Europe except I guess Boston, Massachusetts.
Hey, my, did you like Maria's dad? Like, did you think he was like an interesting character?
I don't know. I don't care about the Night Forgers.
Wow. I guess Isaac doing his thing in the last season meant nothing to you.
Kind of.
Wow.
I just don't understand the point of them. Just because vampires need a bigger army. But I'm like, vampires are way more powerful than a night creature and you can just turn people into vampires. So I just feel like it's just a lazy route of going if you want to build the vampire army. Also, humans and vampires are such like opposite ends. How do you find humans? I mean, I guess there's the whole Isaac and Hector storylines of how they hate humans, but you know what I mean? It's just like, were they like the first two? No, they weren't the first two.
No, no.
We saw that weird city.
And plus, yeah, we saw that weird city and Isaac, he had a mentor.
Yeah.
And then Isaac was like, I gave for you. And the mentor was definitely homophobic.
Oh, that's right. That was weird. Everything about that was just weird.
Like, we don't get into the topic of Isaac. He's gonna come back next season and he's gonna be like, I'm 300 years old, bitches.
You know, also, there was a whole point where, like, that queen vampire wanted Maria to show, like, that the priest was, like, loyal to her. And I was just like, this makes no sense. This is just added drama because it's not needed. And it's just like, just turn her into a vampire. What is the big... You don't need his permission. Do you even need him?
Yeah, he's the Night Forger. He won't have the Night Army.
Again, what is the point of a Night Forger? What is the point of an army? And when you could just make vampires.
I hope when Tara becomes a hot vampire, she's dressed very provocatively. She needs to take the place of the black vampire that died. I want milk.
That's a good question. Does Tara join the side of vampires or is she also just going to be tortured for the rest of her life like her sister?
No, don't know. I think she's gonna join the side of the vampire because she's a speaker. She wouldn't be like, oh, imagine how powerful I'd be to chain up. No, imagine my cool vampire powers if I also had the power of fire and ice. Pow pow.
You know, I don't remember how do speakers get magic. They just can, because like Maria's like a witch who summons creatures from the underworld or whatever.
Or inside herself, I guess, because they're part of her. Where did they come from, Maria? Where are you finding these people?
But then like, what is a speaker?
I think the whole thing is like to remember history, right? And like to just say it verbally, and so that's why it's never lost.
Right.
Well, I'm sure here and there it's like, hey, I don't have anything history to teach you, but I can teach you how to like make fire. Hella.
This is one part of history where humans used to be able to breathe fire and manipulate ice. And then wasn't she able to do lightning in the end?
I thought she did, but no one seems to be doing it now. So I think I might have imagined. The last season of Castlevania, I'll say it, was shit. I don't remember a lot from it.
You didn't like it. I thought it was okay.
I'm sorry, I didn't care that Alucard was in a weird relationship with a woman with a hammer and a sword, okay?
Yeah, what was her name? What was her deal? I actually don't remember anything about her except that she was dark-skinned.
What's that? You don't remember the last season of Castlevania? Maybe because it was shit?
It was okay.
Lesbian vampires everywhere. All over my shit. Oh, and at the very end of the season, stop now if you haven't watched it, we get to see Alucard join the fray. And he's like, why was I not invited to Super Smash Brothers? I think I could have been a cooler character than this smuck.
You know, I bet they thought about it, but they were like, Alucard or Sephiroth?
I was thinking the same thing. It was either Sephiroth or Alucard.
Oh, Sephiroth. Because they're both long-haired dudes with a long-ass sword.
Like, you know how like every time someone makes a Super Smash Brothers AU, it's kind of like all the fighters are living in one giant house?
Yeah.
The water bills would be insane if they had both Sephiroth and Alucard.
What do you think Squirtle's there for?
Squirtle.
Squirtle squad.
So yeah, I'm excited to see Alucard. I always like Alucard and his floating sword.
I'm kind of whatever. I never really cared about Alucard. I like that he has like flashy powers and it's pretty cool. But other than that, I was like, he was just a weird dude and I don't know what his place is in Nocturne.
He's actually going to teach them how to land a hit against the main bad guy. I always think it's bullshit when the bad guy's main, like one of the powers is that they're impervious to all attack except one if you get a holy weapon.
That sounds about right.
I mean, like, there's a reason why Achilles isn't a very popular story. It's bullshit.
I don't know. It's got his resurgence knowing that he's gay.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Hades. All right. Overall, Nocturne or original Castlevania? Which one do you like better?
As of right now, I do like the original Castlevania more. Because I like Trevor more than I like Richard. I like Cypher and Maria the same. But I thought the battles in the original Castlevania is better. Just because it was about three very powerful people fighting very powerful vampires, while Nocturne is more about people with okay, above average powers against very powerful vampires. I mean, come on, look at one of the main vampires was defeated by Alucard. But it's got good fight scenes nonetheless. It's just not as impactful.
Yeah, but it's still very pretty and gorgeous.
Sure. Not enough whip action.
Not enough
Nocturne.
Whip nene. And with that, we'll see you for season 2. Alucard explains how he fought Victor's great-great-great-great-grandfather.
God damn it.